brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bob Chapman joining us in the next segment. We'll have open phones, get into the economy, the latest developments in Egypt. Bob Chapman's take on the power outages all over the U.S., admittedly caused by the federal government blocking the building of new power plants. But pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us. I've heard his show, impressed with his research, had a chance to meet him when he flew out to hear me speak in Santa Cruz a few months ago. And that's why when I met him at the time, I wanted to get him on the show because I'd done some research into his work. And I believe in promoting things that I think are good and that also support our broadcast and what we're doing. And that's what InfoWarsTeam.com is doing. And it's pretty much like Costco. You pay $10 if you want to get the discounts on the products, or you can just buy the products. And then once you've signed up, you can also sign up others, you know, as you sell it to your neighbors, friends, family, or do like I'm doing, just giving it to friends and family. My children love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. My wife's also taking the Pollen Burst. They got a lot of other great products that we're promoting at InfoWarsTeam.com. But in the 4 minutes we've got left, Ben, getting into just other confirmed examples of deficiencies that we know are causing major diseases for people out there listening that their doctor hasn't, you know, told them. And hey, if they take the vitamins or minerals and it doesn't help them, I doubt that it wouldn't. You know, they're out, you know, nothing but having some vitamins in their body that certainly helped them at some level. Why not? Why aren't the medical profession, you know, I've seen studies about how unhealthy hospital food is amongst some of the worst, you know, in the world. Our body is made up of what we eat.
Let me tell you one of the most insidious nutritional deficiencies that we've got going, and that is the B vitamins in heart, as they regard heart disease. Simply three B vitamins can eliminate large numbers of heart problems, and Dr. Kilmer McCulley, who was a physician from Harvard, said this in the 1950s. There's a compound in the body called homocysteine that, unlike cholesterol, has been definitively linked to cardiovascular disease. This may come as a surprise to some of your listeners, but to this day, elevated cholesterol has not been definitively connected to heart disease. And despite that fact, some of the most toxic drugs on the planet, the statin drugs, are being dispensed like candy. Well, unlike cholesterol, 3B vitamins, or deficiencies in 3B vitamins, has been linked to heart disease via the toxic chemical homocysteine, and that's vitamin B6, B12, and folic acid.
Well, that makes sense. Everybody knows muscles need that, and autoimmune systems need that, and you know, that's why they know in dentistry that if you have dirty gums, that's where a lot of the infections get in and actually cause you to then get an infection in the ventricles. But, I mean, what's the main causal effect of that chemical? I mean, there's the heart always beating from the time, you know, you're born to the time you die. Obviously, you know, it's the muscle, kind of like your calf cramping up if you don't have enough of the stuff that's in bananas.
Well, if you don't take those three B vitamins, if you don't have enough B vitamins, which unless you're supplementing, it's very difficult to get because B vitamins are depleted by processing. If you don't have those B vitamins in your diet or somehow getting them into your system, you are playing with fire, especially as it regards the heart. But the problem is, Alex, you can't make any money on the B vitamins. The B vitamins are cheap. They're cheap to produce, and they're cheap to take.
Unlike, in fact, the longevity products are packed full of it, correct?
Packed full of it. That's one of my favorite things about the B vitamins, or about the longevity products, is not only are they packed with the B vitamins, but the B vitamins need to be taken with liquids, and if you take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, or you take the Ultimate Classic, you're getting them in liquid format. The B vitamins are also excreted readily from the body, so not only does that make them non-toxic, but it makes it vitally important that you're continuously saturating your tissue.
And in closing, I'm now hearing Dr. Dean Adell and others demonizing B vitamins like they're bad.
If I ever hear Dr. Dean Adell demonizing B vitamins, I will personally fly out to his studio in California and rip him a new one.
Oh, I hear it all over the news. I hear, you know, there's all this talk about B vitamins, how great they are. It's ridiculous.
That's a terrible, terrible thing. The B vitamins are vital for health. Yeah. And most people don't get anywhere near enough. Get all those longevity products. That's the best advice I can give you.
InfoWarsTeam.com, folks. Get involved. Thank you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
Extend your life with Extendovice. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're 8 minutes into the third hour on this live Friday edition. I think one of the biggest stories going right now is not just Egypt, but more and more admissions that the world economy is sliding into depression. I had Nomi Prinz, former Goldman Sachs managing director, on yesterday, talking about the fact that from all the evidence, she believes we're in a global depression. And on top of all of this, the Drudge Report is linked up at the top of DrudgeReport.com to our article, Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts, fury as hospitals hit with outages while post-industrial collapse of America accelerates. And there's a new article out, fury builds over blackouts caused by deindustrialization of America. And this is what Bob Chapman, formerly with military intelligence, at a time the biggest private silver and gold broker, biggest newsletter until he retired a decade or so ago, and he's been back fighting harder than ever, exposing the globalists, predicting what would happen in Greece and Ireland and then Spain and then here. Just amazing information always from Bob. But Bob always talks about the SEC allowing Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay, all these crooks to run wild, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. He always talks about how big government is about the insiders being able to engage in business and shutting down their competition. And what an incredible example in the last 3 months, Obama issuing more than 500 waivers, the first to McDonald's with its hundreds of thousands of employees, where they don't have to get insurance for their employees, but their competition, the hamburger joint next door, owned by Sally's soccer mom or Joe Sixpack, they do. Well, now another huge example of that has been in the news is they're now making it secret small business filings for federal contracts in the U.S., and it turns out they have a secret blacklisting where they're only basically giving it to mega corporations, completely illegal. Congress is starting investigations on both of those. But the big fat cherry on top is 3 days ago, this is reported on by the Washington Examiner and Reuters. Obama gave a waiver to General Electric, the biggest builder of coal-powered plants in the world and also one of the biggest operators. They gave General Electric a waiver. They don't have to put in all these new carbon taxes. And then in Paul Watson's article, it details Georgia. It details Texas. Kansas, South Dakota, just in the last year, all of these power plants that were already operating shut down, power plants, this is outside of law. They don't have any new law to do this. Congress didn't pass the Kyoto Protocol. And now they're blocking the opening of a $3.2 billion clean coal-powered plant in Corpus Christi. So we're having rolling blackouts all over the nation, California, North Carolina, Texas, hospitals are off. I mean, this is getting insane. We're having to get our power from Mexico, where General Electric's got plants that aren't under the controls. I mean, this is amazing to see this happening. Bob Chapman, your take on it.
I think it's very typical of what you see in a corporatist fascist society. It's as plain as that. It's a concentration of power and control. And within industries, there might be only two or three or four or five producers of whatever it is, whether it's a service or a manufactured item, or in this case, power itself. And that concentration of power makes these large corporations that control government ever more powerful in controlling government. Another example is, most of you can't remember because you weren't born, but back in 1948, in 1946, they had the Nuremberg war crimes trial. And out of that came a lot of things. And I won't go into the gory details, but one important thing that came out, that Thyssen and Krupp, the two big steel companies, were supposed to be broken up and they were supposed to be done away with by 1948. That never happened. And here they are setting up a plant. They merged since then. They're setting up a plant in the United States. Now, and they're going to produce steel, of course. Now, that's another good example. These people were major, really major supporters of Adolf Hitler. And they've been in business ever since, in spite of the edict by Nuremberg, and I don't know why. But they are. But this is the kind of thing that Alex is talking about in relation to large corporations and concentration of power.
Now, according to all historical measurements and common sense, this is illegal. This isn't just monopolies and combines, oligopolies forming. They're coming in, and Obama has said, I will bankrupt any new coal power plants. But that isn't really true. He'll bankrupt those who aren't basically financing him, who aren't allied with Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and General Electric. And now you have the head of his economic council in there doling out the trillions of bailout money, being the former head of General Electric, one of his biggest campaign contributors. And now they're setting policy, and the economic council head instructs Obama to give total waivers to General Electric, but not their competition. I mean, if that isn't insider criminal activity, what is, Bob? I mean, what do you call that legally?
Crime. there's two acts which go back to the beginning of the 20th century which handle the monopoly policies that were abundant at that time.
Sherman Antitrust, and what's the other one?
Sherman and I forget. But anyway, there's two of them. But Sherman's the most well-known one and the most used. And it was started because of the monopolies of the oil companies, but it spread. And those laws are still in the books. But if the AG's office in Washington doesn't want to prosecute, well, they just go on their merry way doing what they're doing. And, of course, what you're talking about, instead of adjudication and investigation, you're talking about expansion of monopolization instead of calling in the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Well, we saw that in 99, getting rid of the Glass-Steagall on finances. So this is not, they always say, leave us alone, we're free market. It's not free market for General Electric and Goldman Sachs to publicly lobby Obama to sign on to Kyoto that they're on record helping write so they can selectively use government to shut down all their competition. That is just brazen criminal racketeering.
Well, it's simpler than that. They just call up and say, look, this is what we want. And so fix it. And that's the end of it.
And so now my power prices in the last few years have doubled, and they bought up the city-owned power plant and shut it down, and they're creating artificial scarcity, Bob.
That's right. And when they take over water in countries where they have before, they do the same thing. They let the system break down, and they close one of the systems up, and then you only have one system to choose from, and the price of water just went from $20 a month to $220 a month. And they do it with everything else. And these toll roads that they're thinking of putting in, that they've been trying for years to put in now, same thing. The tolls will stay, start off at a dollar. 5 years later, they'll be $15. It's looting.
Well, I mean, here in the U.S., it's on record. That's why we've been defeating it so far in many areas. They openly take taxpayer money, build the roads, and then give the roads to usually Spanish, German, or Dutch companies for whatever reason, Centra of Spain and others. They give them the road, and then on record, the state stops fixing the old free roads, and then they start putting toll roads on sections of the old road to make you use the toll road. I mean, it's diabolical.
It certainly is, and as long as the public allows it, it's going to continue. It's as simple as that. The people have got to try to do something about it. And we hoped in the last election that the House and the Senate incumbents would lose more seats. They lost 14% instead of the normal 6%. Are they going to throw out half the people in Congress at the next election? I don't know. I'm not optimistic because too many people just don't get it. They complain about the bill, but they know they got to pay it, so they say, oh, the heck with it. And they forget to go to the polls and get rid of the guy who's responsible.
Well, Bob,
he voted for it.
Bob,
why
so many
did he vote for it? Because he got paid off.
So many libertarians, and I have a libertarian view of life and believe that, you know, it is the way to go. But not if the people who claim they're libertarians don't understand the players. These mega 100 or less super corporations are bigger than most governments. They're taking the place of government with government power. They're using government power to shut down their competition. That's not privatization, is it?
No, it's the end of sovereignty. And it's deliberate. Not only for the additional profit, but also the control of the people. It goes hand in hand. It's very subtle. You know, when Adolf Hitler came into power in 1933 with about 42% of the vote, it was split three ways, basically. He immediately started doing what you're seeing going on in America today. Same thing. And he built his internment camps, what we call them concentration camps, and for the people who didn't agree with him, and have people who had money he wanted to get rid of so he could take their money.
Yeah,
this
so
is
many.
Exactly what's happening in America. In fact, I think what we saw in the 1930s in Italy and Germany were just a testing ground, a precursor to what we're getting today. They think they got their act together so they can shove it down our throats.
I agree with you. I want to get into the $100 trillion the banksters want. They announced a few weeks ago at Davos what you think is most important on the economic front, and then phone calls with Bob Chapman. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We were just having a snowball fight outside during the short break, and of course I defeated them with a snuck attack, the crew. I'm sure they're going to get me back. Al Gore says these cold temperatures are global warming. But if you'll pay him a tax and let him and his buddies shut down all the power plants that they don't own stock in, everything will be just fine. But here's to Al Gore. I'm going to throw this at the camera for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We'll see if I can hit it. Here is to Al Gore and all of the global warming fraudsters. Here's what I think of you. Ha-ha! Ha-ha! Dead on. All right, pretty ridiculous. Trying to have some gallows humor here. Bob, there's got to be a way to reverse this because the Republicans are now driving a move with some of the Democrats to reinstate and make the Patriot Act, which is completely unconstitutional and admittedly aimed at the American people, permanent. And sure, folks are awakening, but is it fast enough? Because as you said, the globalists admit they're trying to bring in tyranny to secure all their ill-gotten gains.
That's a hard one to call, and if I had to make book on it, I'd say the odds are even money that they'll win and get what they want. And I, you know, because of the control of the House and the Senate by the power behind government with money, which you've talked about so often, you have the situation where if 70% of a congressman's constituency said, we don't want that act, and you vote against it, he'll do it anyway, because he's getting paid to do it. These people aren't paying him. He doesn't think the salary he gets comes from them, comes from the federal government, and then all of the campaign contributions with the payoffs, and of course the lobbyists and so on. And so you're going to have a hard fight because you needed fresh blood in those two houses in order to neutralize the power of the people who were there. And I don't think you've got enough power change, we'll call it, to stop them.
Well, Bob,
and that's why that last election was so important. We only can get to so many people. And, you know, there's a vast amount of people in America, let's say 150 million adults, and not everybody's listening to anything. And so it's very difficult, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was made permanent. And I'm not a defeatist. Just being a realist.
Well, you've said many times you believe we're going to win. It's just going to be a hard road.
And maybe that's one of the battles that we'll lose along the way. There'll be others that will win. Like, sooner or later, the manipulation of the markets is going to end because the physical gold and silver market are going to upset the paper market, which is the futures, the derivatives, the options. It's going to blow up.
Now, Bob, I want to break that down.
Those
I want to break that.
People are going to lose their money.
I want to break that down when we come back from break and get your view on some of the more important economic developments we're seeing. But briefly, we haven't talked in a week with what's happening in Egypt. Now, our supposed government admits that they funded the rebellion. The rebellion was already there. The folks have a real reason to be mad with the 30-year dictator Hosni Mubarak. But now they've brought in IMF, World Bank policies that have caused food prices to go up. The people are very hungry. But clearly now they admit it's part of their stratagem to destabilize the Middle East. What's your view on those developments?
Absolutely. But I think there's a bigger reason. And I think that reason will come out later. And it's to deflect interest about the problems that America and Europe have financially. The municipal problem, I mean, how many are going to go bankrupt? How many are going to default on their bonds? Will legislation be passed to allow states to go bankrupt and wipe out the pensions and the benefits of the people who worked all their lives for them, or at least in part? And then you have the funding by the Fed of the Treasury purchases. They say they're going to purchase $900 billion by April or June, whichever date. They said both different times. When I know that they started doing what they're doing last June, and I think from what Bob Diamond of Barclays said at Davos, they've already spent $1.7 trillion. And so we got coming through the pipeline, which is reaching us now, is the inflation caused by QE1 and stimulus. And now it'll be followed by the same stimulus, which will come to the economy, causing inflation for stimulus 2, which was the tax act, which was loaded with pork, $862 billion, along with another set $1.7 trillion. And is QE3 coming behind that? Of course it is. And you mentioned earlier, Alex, at Davos, they talked about $100 trillion. That's $10 trillion a year.
Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to come back from break, get more into the economy and where he sees gold and silver going with the manipulation that's happening and your phone calls. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Bob Chapman is our guest. We're going to be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Bob, you were trying to get into the economy when the break cut us off. But clearly the depression is intensifying. Give us your current analysis and your forecast on what's coming up and what you think is most important in the economy right now.
Well, 2 years ago I said that we were in an inflationary depression, and the lady that you had on said essentially the same thing. And that's the first person I've ever heard in the last 2 years that said that. What we've had is people keep on calling it a recession. It's not that. It's just that we have more inflation than deflation, and that's what's holding things up for the moment. And that's not going to last forever. I mentioned the three problems, the third one being in Europe. And that's going to manifest itself before the year is out. I did see that over the last few weeks, the Chinese and Japanese, who have their own set of problems, have galloped in with U.S. treasuries, and they have purchased Eurobonds from those countries that are in trouble, giving a respite to Germany and all the other solvent companies in the countries in the Eurozone. But that's not going to be permanent. There's a whole bunch of reasons why that's happening. But we're still going to have this manifestation of three different problems coming together in the second half of the year. GDP growth is only going to be 2 to 2.25% in spite of another $2.5 trillion being spent by a combination of the Fed and the administration. And they'll probably do it over again. And as I said earlier, they're trying to draft proposals on this $100 trillion, $10 trillion a year for 10 years, to flood the world with all kinds of currencies. They expect this thing to go on and on and on. And I don't think they can keep it going, because what it's going to lead to in almost every currency is hyperinflation. And that's when you have inflation, but the value of your money is decreasing in purchasing power so quickly that you got to get rid of it. And so you go out and buy anything, usually food and clothing, so that you'll have something for your money rather than lose it because so much of it's been printed. And this is the direction that we're headed in.
Bob, it's like we're in a school bus driving towards a cliff, and we can see the cliff, and we know what's going to happen, and we want to get off the bus, but the bus driver is basically asleep, and we're just here desperately trying to shake the American people awake. Or it's more like much of the bus is asleep, the passengers, and a madman is driving the bus. And so bottom line, we're in a race against time to expose the globalists and that they are the authors of much of our misery, or they're going to get away with what they have set up and what is unfolding. I mean, how long can they keep the hoax going that the recession ended in June of 2009?
Well, Paul Craig Roberts and I said the same thing on your program a long time ago, and they will continue to do what they're doing as long as they can, because they have no exit. There's no way for them to get out of the box. They're trapped. And they're going to have to bring this thing to the conclusion that they want. And whether that conclusion will stick or not remains to be seen. I don't think it will, because you and I and others like us are doing what we're doing on talk radio and on the Internet. And so they're continuing to do what they're doing. When will the dollar blow up? When will we have a crisis? I don't know. But I do know it's coming. But you can't put a date on it. It's not going to happen as quickly as even I thought. You know, when we talked about this before, Alex, it was 2 years ago, and you were thinking in 6 months, and Mr. Roberts and I were thinking in terms of a year and a half to 2 years. Well, we're already there, and we were both wrong. So they have a lot of longevity out there. You got to play the game. And how you do that, if you have wealth, if you have money, is to buy gold and silver-related assets, because it's the safest place for you to be.
Well, to be clear, going back to 2008 in October and open talk of war in the streets and the financial terrorist holding Congress hostage and threatening total collapse if they didn't write him a blank check, I was just, you know, seeing what they were doing and saying it looks like they're gearing up for something. Basically, they just ignore the depression. They ignore people losing their jobs. They just keep saying everything's fine, everything's wonderful, as the world revolts, as this global depression unfolds, and it looks like Western Europe and the United States will go last. But undoubtedly, you look at the mathematics, there's no way to get out of this derivatives black hole, even if we give the banksters $100 trillion more of tax money, and they leverage it with fractional reserve banking out to $1,000 trillion or $1 quadrillion. Could that possibly fix things? But the bankers don't want to fix it. This is a global consolidation move.
Well, you've asked two questions, and you essentially have answered them. And that is, they'll take it out as far as they think they can and get away with it. And they've done this over and over again. So they know what to expect. They know the different ways that things could go, and they prepare for that. Yes, they do not care one little bit about any people anywhere. Reflecting back, they want to get rid of 60 to 80% of the people in the world. You've said it 100 times that I've heard you, and that's a reflection of what the CFR and the Trilats and the Bilderbergers have said at their meetings as well as in their writings. And so, no, they don't care about people. Not at all. the destabilization that's going on in the Middle East, what's going to happen? They're going to replace people by, like Mubarak, but somebody else that they control. But they got there. The thing that they wanted, which was to get people looking at the Middle East demonstrations and riots and take their mind off of the basic and fundamental economic and financial problems that Western Europe and the United States have. That's what it was really all about. Destabilization comes second. And how far will it go? Will it destabilize Yemen and Jordan and maybe even Libya or Syria? Or we don't know. But I don't think it's going to go too far, because I think they've made a mistake. And the big mistake was the reaction of the people in the street, not so much in Tunisia, but in Egypt. They were not there to start a fight with the police or with the military. They got along just fine until Mubarak's goons came at the behest of Bill Clinton. And they started beating people up and throwing firebombs and so on. But everybody knows what they're doing. So Mubarak has done the wrong thing. He's screwed. He's out. The people who are there offering up, they control them all.
Well, Bob,
you've got to get people from the people to run.
Well, Bob, that's something that a caller pointed out last hour, and I've seen it myself. Our own media is admitting that Mubarak has police dressed up like demonstrators doing violent things that will be unpopular with the general public. How can our controlled media tattle on their own dictator about something they undoubtedly trained him how to do when our own Western governments have been caught over and over again doing the same thing?
And that's correct. And now we found out that again. So Mubarak is dead meat. And that's great. I mean, who needs a dictator? Give these poor people a break. They're making $2 a day, and they have starving to death.
Sure, but that domino...
It doesn't matter what religion they are. I mean, they're human beings.
But Bob, that domino falls. Great, Mubarak gets kicked out, and they replace him with the Muslim Brotherhood, which it turns out the CIA basically is funding to do this. And I'm all for the Palestinians getting a better deal and all that, but why would the globalists be doing something that by the Arabs is seen as positive when we know that Israel and the United States are wedded at the hip?
Well, again, you're going back to what I said at the beginning. It's a disinformation campaign to keep people's eye off the ball in Europe and the United States. That's the main thing that they're doing here. All of the other changing of leadership, changes of horses, so to speak, they can take care of that. They're not worried about that.
Bob, I want to go.
Almost everybody.
Sure. I want to go to
just
phone
like
calls.
You just pointed out.
I want to go to phone calls, but I want to bring this up to you. You were on with Lindsey Williams last week, and I've got to hand it to Lindsey. 3.5 months ago, he did say that Ken Fromm, the former head of operations at Atlantic Richfield, told him, look at the Middle East to be used as a blow up, as a distraction for what China is going to do and for the economic implosion here and dollar devaluation. He said, watch oil start running up. It was $65. It's now $103 and going up today. And he's got that other CEO source. Looks like that's some pretty good intel he's getting.
Yes. The only thing, I don't know how far oil will go. I don't know whether they'll dare take it to 150 or 200. But the crude in Europe is over $100, and in the United States it's 90 to 91. And maybe it can get to 120. I find it hard to think that they take it higher than that. China's really going to, and Japan are going to get whacked really hard, because almost all of their petroleum products are imported. The projection was there. It's basically correct by Lindsey. I don't think it's going to go that far, and I don't think they're going to try to blow up the dollar or any other currency at this time or in a short period of time. I think it's going to last a little bit longer. And what leads me to believe that is $100 trillion. I mean, they're saying, hey, let's do this for the next 10 years. And we don't care if anybody doesn't have any buying power left. We get all our money in gold.
Plus, they get the trillions when they are first issued to the banks. Then they get to loan it out at very high interest. I saw a CNN report earlier this week that blew me away, Bob. I don't know if you saw it. It was on Monday. But I didn't know the highest credit card APR now in the U.S. is 59.9%. I thought it was 32. They've now... That's credit card reform, is to give the bankers our money, and then they jack up interest rates to 59.9. I mean, not even loan sharks go that high.
That's right. And so what do you have? You have a criminal syndicate, and they got legislation, they got what they wanted, and they're just screwing everybody. It's typical. And until there's a major change in America, and probably in Europe and England as well, this is going to continue. But I think the end game, even if it continued for 6 months or a year or 5 or 10 years like they're talking about, it doesn't make any difference. They're going to fail.
Well said, Bob. Let's take
some. They're all living on borrowed time, and that gives us time to inform every single person who speaks the English language in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America. Everywhere in the world, all the Europeans speak English now. And what's going to happen is everybody's going to say, okay, finally, they're going to have their demonstration and say, the game's over. All those guys, we want them on trial. If you don't put it on trial, we'll overthrow the government. And that's the way it's going to end up.
And that's what the globalists are doing.
Go to trial, and some of them be hung, like our ex-president.
Well, that's what
Lyndon Johnson's already dead.
That's what
the Bay of Tonkin incident, or FDR for lining the ships up in Honolulu so that the Japanese could bomb them when they had broken the Japanese diplomatic code in 1937.
Well,
that's
Bob,
one of the things that set me on this journey for over 50 years.
Well, Bob, I want to go to some phone calls now, but that's what the globalists are doing. They see when revolution is coming, they're tracking it, and then they go ahead and trigger it early so they can then try to put their people in, but that trick's only going to last so long. Chris in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on two things. The first one was I was listening to your show when Kurt Hassel was on earlier this week.
Yes.
And I was working retail temporarily, and I was talking to a TSA agent and came in. He was buying some stuff and asked him if they had some body scanners at our airport. And he said, no, not yet, but he's hoping to. And I said, well, why is that? Those are unconstitutional. And he said, well, you know, you clearly don't know what you're talking about. We got to have those for security. I was like, well, actually, sir, I do know what I'm talking about. I know the Constitution, and being a former military policeman in the United States Marine Corps, you know, I think I know what a search without a warrant or a, you know, a preemptive search is. And, then he just kind of did the whole don't confuse me with the facts thing. I was like, well, you know, we got to do that to protect ourselves. And I think it's kind of sick how they brainwash some of these.
But what they're doing is they're building an army of quasi-cop thugs who were trained to violate people's personal space in Fourth Amendment. And now the TSA is rolling out on the streets of America. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, and just looking his eyes, I mean, I felt like I was talking to someone who was not aware of common sense or logic. It was almost as if I was talking to a robot, I mean, ironically.
Well, they fire the ones that can think, and they're building an army of brown shirt thug goons. How did your conversation with him end? Did he kind of, you know, bug his eyes out at you that you dare challenge his kingship over you?
Yeah, he pretty much rolled his eyes and said, well, that's what we got to have to protect ourselves, and if you're in the military, you know those people are crazy. And I was like, well, you know, I was like, I started paying attention to what's really going on a few years ago after I was already in. And last time I checked, there wasn't any, you know, Muslim terrorist blowing up things that got in. You know, it wasn't John down the street. It was some guy who was led on, you know, like the underwear bomber by a Department of State agency.
Well, I appreciate your call. Bob, what do you think about the ABC News report 2 days ago that Anwar al-Awlaki, who admittedly works for the Pentagon on record, who runs the Fort Hood shooter, the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber, the Times Square bomber, was emailing and in control of a woman at an airport in England to carry out terror. It's admitted this guy's CIA, and he's out there just recruiting these patsies. I mean, this is so transparent.
They just don't care. They become so arrogant. You see the same thing in banking on Wall Street. The same attitude. The transnational corporations. We don't care what you think. As long as you can't get legislation through with tariffs on goods and services, we're going to do what we want and keep all our profits offshore. Unless you let us bring them back at 5.25%. It's the same syndrome. They don't care. And you saw the challenge by the district court to the health care reform. They want to jump over the review court and go to the Supreme Court. Why? They own it. They're just going to rubber stamp it and run it through. The control is in their hands. They've bought almost everybody.
You know, that's dangerous in history when you've got this much hubris just with corrupt groups running absolutely wild. But truth is the antidote, and hubris always ends in a big fall for tyrants. And this Humpty Dumpty's already fallen, and all the king's horses and all the New World Order's men can't put their New World Order back together again. It is a certainty. As Brzezinski said last year, the people are now waking up to their system and the elite are in trouble. The people know the fellow deserves the enemy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
Well, we got to a lot of calls in the first hour. I should have gotten to more of them now. We got loaded phone lines. But I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Let's quickly get some more for Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. Hey, I just want to say great job to you and your crew. You guys do well.
Well, it's not that great of a job. This stuff's all right out in the open. That's what's so crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. It really is. I do research it. So I'm getting up to speed on everything. But I do have a quick question for Mr. Chapman. This has been on my mind for a couple of months. I own a little bit of silver, and I guess this is regarding precious metals for investment purposes. So let's say you invest in, you know, silver or gold or something right now. When the dollar finally does blow up, the currency collapses, what would you cash it in for, your precious metals? Or would you, I mean, I guess you could use silver for barter, you know, in an emergency. If you cashed it in, you know, for, say silver goes up quite a bit, you know, doubles or triples or something, you could cash it in before the dollar crashes and make a lot of profit, but then if the dollar crashes, your dollars are going to
be worth. Cash it in for whatever the new currency is or whatever the dollar's denominated in that time, so it basically stops your dollar devaluation. Bob, explain it to him. We get this question a lot.
Yeah, I do too. And you don't know what you're going to exchange it for. It may be a new currency. It may be the old currency. You may not want to exchange gold and silver for anything. Particularly if you have some kind of a current income. I mean, you know, everything is not going to stop. One third of society will never go into the ditch, so to speak. So you really got to wait until you get there to find out what moves you're going to make. And that's why Alex is on the air. He has all these people on the air like myself who talk about these things, people who subscribe to the International Forecaster, who get the news before anybody else. And that's how you stay in touch with everything.
Yeah, it just
so
gives you
know then what to do.
It gives you more options. Appreciate the call, Dan. Great question. Terrence in Florida, go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Alex. I'll take your reply off air. And Bowers versus DeVito, Seventh Circuit, 1982. The government has no duty to protect nor provide law and order. Texas high school student faces arrest and imprisonment for cussing because the local authorities have decided that pointing guns and arresting people is less violent than cussing. If every local government employee and elected person is nothing more than a Mubarak, a little dictator in their own little world, how can we expect the federal government to change when the local government...
Well, no, that's why the feds have promoted this culture of tyranny as if it's a good thing to shift our culture from liberty to tyranny so they can have this criminal society. That's what tyranny is. I mean, is that your question, Bob?
Well, my question...
Go ahead, caller.
My question was, how can we expect the federal government to change when the local government is a bunch of dictators running loose?
Well, we got to show them that we're boss and take our governments over through the elective process and by educating the people generally in the principles of liberty, as Thomas Jefferson said, and then tyranny will vanish like phantoms at dawn. Appreciate the call. Bob Chapman, comment.
No, I think you covered it. Let's go on to the next one.
We're out of time, Bob, but it's always great having you on. If folks want to call and get a free copy of the International Forecaster, 800-686-2237. They can also call and get a great deal on one of the gold francs. You get a free year subscription, $159 value at 800-686-2237. Bob, Lord willing, we'll see you again back here live in the third hour next Friday.
You surely will, and thank you very much, all of you, for listening.
Yes, absolutely. Retransmission starts now. See you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.